Thank you for downloading this program from the BBC. This program is part of World War One on the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/ww1.
A dethroned idol is always a pathetic spectacle.
The 4th of July. It's the men's final at Wimbledon. The Australian title holder, Anthony Wilding, is up against his fellow countryman, Norman Brooks. But the champion is beaten in straight sets.
The dethronement of Wilding was so complete and unanswerable that many of the thousands of spectators who watched it could only look fixedly at the ground when the last stroke was played.
Mauser rifles made their debut in the streets of Belfast today.
In Ireland, the Protestant Ulster Volunteers are putting on a show of force. They're determined to resist the British government's plans for Irish Home Rule. They'll even resort to civil war to avoid being governed from Dublin. The Daily Express.
The West Belfast Regiment marched to a stable where the rifles were secreted. The guns, with fixed bayonets, were quickly served out. Delight and pride were upon every face.
Their opponents, the Nationalists, are worried. The Irish Volunteer newspaper prints a desperate plea.
We must have rifles. There's not enough rifles in the country and thousands of trained men are ready for them. We are being taunted with our poverty in being unable to procure sufficient funds to make gun running feasible.
On the other side of the Atlantic, the 4th of July celebrations are broken by a huge explosion. It kills three anarchists who've been making a bomb and wounds 20 innocent bystanders. America, like Europe, now has its violent descent. The New York Times reports.
There is proof that the explosive was the property of members of the Industrial Workers of the World, many of whom had been saying openly that the oil magnate John D. Rockefeller was deserving of as bitter treatment as they could give him.
Just after midnight, the Archduke Franz Ferdinand's funeral train reaches his castle at Archstellen.
Never has such rain been known as the tempest that greeted his last homecoming.
He had long ago arranged to be buried there with his wife Sophie. His uncle, the Emperor, would not allow her to be buried in the Habsburg Chapel. 100 princes and counts protest by driving here to be present at the last rites. Among them, two brothers of the dead Duchess, who had not even been allowed to attend the ceremony in Vienna.
Drenched torches spluttered out, and the order was given to leave the coffins in the train. There was a hurried scramble of the Guard of Honor to shelter with the Archduke's mourners in the waiting room. The storm became fiercer, and it was decided to carry out the ceremony in the station vestibule. Thus, lit by a fantastic lightning glare, making a weird picture, the coffins were brought inside the station.
It is not yet clear what the consequences of the assassination might be. But the Austrian army is calling back its reserve officers, perhaps to move against Serbia.
Explore World War One on the BBC through our in-depth, interactive online content. Curated by experts and reporters including Ian McMillan, Kate Ady and Frank Gardner, each guide blends documentary, discussion and short films to take you through some of the key issues, from life in the trenches to poetry, propaganda and the role of women. To discover compelling new perspectives on the war that changed everything, go to bbc.co.uk/ww1.